Sugary drinks a fizzer? Well, a group of primary students from Porirua think so. For more than 20 years, sugary drinks have been banned at Glenview School, and students there say it's given their education and lives a big boost. Today they travelled into Wellington to tell politicians they want the government to ban sugary drinks at all schools in New Zealand. Our reporter Logan Church and cameraman Samuel Rillstone joined them at the Fizz Summit.
A class of 10 and 11-year-olds may not be your typical lobby group, but today their message is simple. They want sugary drinks out and water run. 10-year-old Joe Taniel and 11-year-old Taloi Talay say they want the government to introduce a nationwide ban.
We're going to try convince the government to help the children at school so they will drink more water.
Water really helps your brain to function while you're learning.
At the moment, it's up to schools and their boards of trustees if they want to ban sugary drinks. Glenview School became water-only more than 25 years ago.
Sugar in schools doesn't really help your brain to function properly while you're learning, so it's better if we drink water because it helps your body.
Today, these students are at the Fizz Summit, held in a small church hall in the shadow of Parliament. They're here to talk about how being sugary drinks free has helped them and why they think politicians should introduce the same rules nationwide. And here to listen is the Greens Minister for Women and Associate Health Minister Julianne Genter, Nationals Health Spokesperson Dr Shane Adetti, and Tops Hut Self candidate Dr Ben Wiley Van Eerd. Questions to the pupils came thick and fast, including what do their parents think about their school being water only.
They think it's good because, you know, you won't, because, you know, you'll be healthier longer.
If your parents know that you're healthy, they won't be worried that much about you.
And what about their older siblings?
My big sister doesn't like it because she's used to eating a lot of junk food.
My sister's all right with it, but she knows it's unhealthy, so she normally drinks iced tea instead.
My sisters and my brothers, they don't like drinking fizzies or eating sugar. They like drinking water and milk.
The students handed over policy briefs to the politicians present. So what do they think? National's Dr Shane Adetti says he supports schools being sugar-free, but National wouldn't make it compulsory.
No, we believe parents and teachers make the best decisions, and so we'll back them with information. This is a call for schools and Board of Trustees, but we're indicating our intention that it's a good thing.
The Greens' Julianne Genter is all for sugar-free.
So far there's been good uptake. We'd like to resource it better and see if the sector wants us to go further. We can look at mandating it.
As well as Tops Dr Ben Wiley Van Eerd.
You know, on the strength of what's been shown today, we're quite happy to support the idea of a water-only schools initiative.
Outside school gates in Wellington, parents on the school run were mixed about the idea of a nationwide school ban on sugary drinks.
Sugary drinks in schools?
No.
Well, why is that?
They don't need it.
Well, I think some kids like them sometimes. So if it is given in moderation, it should be all right. So maybe not every day a week, but as and when they want it, they could drink it. But instead of just banning it completely.
Not at all.
Why is that?
Just really easy to get rid of them. They're so bad for you. Just a simple step, stop them coming in at the outset.
While it's back to school for these Glenview school kids, the challenge they've laid down is clear. No more sugary drinks. For Checkpoint, Logan Church.